The last time we saw Joseph, he was reassuring his brothers that he would take care of them. He kept his promise, and the Israelites flourished in Goshen. Joseph lived to be 110 years old, even seeing the third generation of his son Ephraim's children. Joseph understood God's promises and that they arrive on God's timetable and not our own. He saw them fulfilled in his lifetime, but one big promise made to his grandfather Abraham was yet to be fulfilled, the promise of the Israelites living in their promised land. Lest we forget, the Israelites were happily living in Egypt at this point in history, but God had made a promise, and it would come to be. So believing that the Israelites would be living in their promised land one day, Joseph made his brothers swear that they would carry his bones up from Egypt when that time came. That promise would be fulfilled by another great biblical hero more than 400 years later. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him because Joseph had made the sons of Israel swear an oath. He had said, "God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up with you from this place," Exodus 13:19. Friend, as we finish up our study on the life of Joseph, I hope you've been encouraged as you wait on God. Remember this, God is never late. God keeps his promises. God's timing is perfect. God is with you and will never leave you. God is preparing you for his great purpose. God will work all things for your good if you are his child and called to his purpose. Finally, we don't want to ever end a Healing Strong study without giving you the chance to repent and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to help you forgive others. You see, each of us is a sinner, and there's nothing we can do to earn salvation on our own. But Jesus Christ, God's perfect Son, took your sin and mine, and he died on a cross for us so that we can have eternal life. If you haven't asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life and to forgive your sins, we want to invite you to do that now. Pray this prayer out loud. Dear Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe you died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead. I trust you as my Lord and Savior. Please help me to daily surrender to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please tell someone. You can email our prayer team at prayerrequest@healingstrong.org, and they will be praying for you. Prepared in the Waiting was written by Cheryl Collins, a volunteer with Healing Strong, a nonprofit organization of community groups designed to help those battling cancer and other diseases to rebuild the body, restore the soul, and refresh the spirit. We're here to walk with you on any healing journey. Find us online at healingstrong.org.